Great Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Zayin, a good Erev Shabbos, a good Zos Chanukah, Zos Chanukah being a day, and at least in the Chassidish Sfarim, that is very powerful and can unlock, lots of Baruch Hashem Ruchnius. So we're doing that right. A lot of places host learning events on Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. So we are doing our part, Baruch Hashem, in learning the Heilige Teve on the last day of Chanukah. So we are here on Chaf Vav Amud Beis by the two dots. We had mentioned in the Mishnah, if you remember, back in on Chaf Aleph, that when, as long as Chametz is Aser, so I mean at the point when it becomes Aser Behana, Lo Yasik Bo Taner V'Kiraim, you're not allowed to use it to fuel either an oven or a stove. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the point of this is, and because obviously, that's considered to be hana. So Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. Tana she sika beklipe orla. Let's say you have an oven that is fueled by the peels of orla. Rashi says klipe, it goes in v'rimonim she'af heim b'chal pri. Surim Mishim Orla, right? Orla, you can't use the fruit for the first 3 years of the tree's life. So the says Rashi, the peels are included in that. Okay, so you're not allowed to use that. Let's say you use that to fire up an oven, right? To fuel an oven. Obekashin shel klei akerem, or with the straw, right? That is grown in a vineyard, which is klei akerem, which is usher, right? Or as she says, like right, I call usher, right? The everything is usher, not only the wheat, but also the stalks that Rashi points out. That's why it's different examples by orla and klei akerem. By orla, it's only the fruit, and by klei akerem, it is the entire, plant, if you're talking about straws. But either way, let's say you use those things that are asr ba'ana, and you're fueling an oven or a stove. So chadash, if the oven was new, yutatz, then you need to destroy it. As Rashi says, sharei alidei hesek zeh shel orla nigmar umiskayim kulo, because you're finishing the oven. Meaning, this is apparently the makah b'patish, to take you back to Shabbos, this is apparently the last step in creating an oven, is firing it up once, that will harden it, and apparently every time now, meaning now this oven has been created with something that was Aser B'Hana, and every time you use it, you're using an oven that was created by Iser Hana. So therefore, you have to destroy it. You cannot use it, because it is already, right, that's something you're not allowed to use and derive benefit from. Yashan, but if it was old, so then it's, meaning then the oven itself is unaffected by, the Iser Hana that you used in it, so then simply Yutzan, just let it cool down. Right, and then you will no longer be using the either orla or the klei akerem, right, to heat up whatever you're cooking in said oven or stove. Afabos apas, if you baked bread while it was fueled by this Iser Hana stuff, sas machokas Rebbe in the Chachamim. Rebbe omer apas asura, v'chachamim omrim hapas muteres. Okay, machokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Vishula alidei gecholim, let's say you if you cooked it with the coals, right, if the Iser Hana had already burned down, so then everybody holds that it is mutter, right? Already, that's already not considered part. That's not considered Iser Hana already. The Gemara says Vatanya bein chadash bein yashan yutzan. Then we have another brisa that says that regardless of whether the oven is new or old, so then you just let it cool down and everything is good. Right, so a first brisa said that if it was new, then it's considered to be as if you're finishing the oven, right? And then anytime you use the oven to cook something, you'll be benefiting from Iser Hana. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, HaRebi, HaRabbanan. This is the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan that we just had. Right, Rebbe said, what do we say? We said, if you bake bread in this oven, right, while you have this usher fuel inside of it, so Rebbe is going to say that it's usher, as we'll explain in 1 second. Let's see how the Gemara explains. So Amar Dishmir Le Rebbe, Mishum Diyesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. The Gemara says, I understand. That doesn't seem to be the same Machlokas. Right, over there, why did Rebbe say it was Usser? Well, because you're baking the bread with this fuel that is Usser. That's Yesh, there's a concept, Rebbe's reason, apparently, is that he holds Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. That there is an improvement, right? The improvement from the trees, right? That is going to go into the bread. Meaning the fuel, the Iser Hana that you're using, that is basically impacting the bread. Shvach Eitzim, the benefit from the trees, right? The goodness of the trees is in the bread. Yeah, so that's why Rebbe Asher's in that case. But what about this case? This case, you're telling me that if you have an oven that is new, yeah, and then meaning that in that case specifically, the oven is fine. but the fuel is usr. But what about the reverse case, where the oven is made with isr hana, but the fuel is fine? Right, and that's the second case. That's the case we're talking about. They're trying to figure out whose shita it is. That's a case of zev zegoren. That's a scenario where both this and this cause the bread to be baked. Right, you have mutter fuel and usser what's it called? And usser oven. And the oven itself is holding the bread. Again, they used to, if you remember, they used to throw bread on the sides of the oven. So you have the oven is doing something, right? And the oven itself is usser. The fuel itself is mutter. But that's against Zev Zegorim, Mishmis. Like, how do you know that Rebbe would necessarily hold that Zev Zegorim is Aser? Meaning the reasons in terms of why different these things would be Aser and Mutter are totally different. It's not relevant whatsoever. So Gemara says, Ela lo kasha, rather no, it's not a kasha, because Ha Rabbi Elazar, Ha Rabbanan. It must be that the Brisa, again, the Mechogas that we're talking about, the first Brisa that we said, you have to break a new oven when it is made with Isser Hana, that's Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim say, no, that we don't have to break a new oven, that's the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, well, hey, Rabbi Eliezer. Well, which Rabbi Eliezer is it? I mean, where'd you get that from? I mean, you can't just say randomly it's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So Elim, Rabbi Eliezer, the Seor, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer's, Shita by Seor. Seor again being leaven, some sort of yeast or whatever, as opposed to chametz, which is mamash chametz. But so, what does Rabbi Elazar say by seor? The time we learned in the Mishnah, seor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu l'toch isa. If you find seor, that's yeast of chulin, which is again plain old yeast, and some yeast of truma as well. Both of them fall into a dough. You have a dough on the thing, the yeast falls in, some truma, some is chulin. And neither of them, neither yeasts, are enough to turn this dough into chametz, but when they combine, then they can make it chametz. Meaning, the issue here is not chametz, the issue here is truma. But what it means is both of them combine to enable the bread to be baked, for the dough to rise. Yeah, so what's the deal? So is that a problem or not? So Rabbi Elazar Omer Achar Acharon Aniba. Rabbi Elazar says it depends on what came in last. If the truma yeast fell in last, so then it is usher. Right? If the regular yeast fell in last, so then it is mutter, right? Meaning it's chulin is totally fine. Obviously, when I say usher, I mean it's usher for regular yisrael, right? If it's truma, right? So then yeah, obviously it can be eaten by a kohen. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. The Chachamim say ben shenafla isr lechachila ben shenafla isr basof. Right? Chacham say regardless of what order it fell in, la'olam ein usher, it's not going to be usher. Ad shehei bo kedei lachmitz, until the truma itself has enough to make the bread rise, to make the dough rise, and to make the bread bake on its own. But again, when in this case, there's neither of them have enough to make the dough rise, and therefore it's mutter for everybody, regardless of the order. If I'm a rabbi, and if I explain, what's Rabbi Elazar Shita? Lo shano ela shekadem asilik asa iser. This is Rabbi Elazar says it's only mutter if the regular chulin truma, the chulin yeast fell in last. It's only mutter to a Yisrael. It's only considered chulin if you took out the truma yeast. Right, avaloki then the silica say is or usher. But if you didn't take it out, so then it's gonna be usher. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Zev zegorin. That if you have this and this, meaning you have truma yeast and regular yeast, and they're joining together, right? And one of them will usher this dough to Yisrael, and one of them will not, right? You have zev zeh, you have something that's usher and something that's mutter, and they're both causing this dough to rise and cook and bake, etc., etc. So apparently Rabbi Elazar says that it's going to be usher. So too over here, in the case where you have the oven, which is had been created with isr hana, and it was fueled by normal wood, so that is going to cause, right, that zev zeh gorim, both of them are causing the bread, or whatever it is, in the oven to bake, and you have to, you know, that's no good, and that's usher. So Gemara says, no. How do you know that Rabbi Elazar holds like Abaye? I mean, that's very good according to Abaye, but who says that that was actually Rabbi Elazar's logic? Right? Maybe Rabbi Elazar's shita is that no, he simply goes based on what happens last. I mean, that again, it's very logical. If half of an amount of yeast fell in, and another half fell in afterwards, right, only the second half is what causes the dough to be able to bake. Right? If you just left it alone and just had the first, you know, small amount of yeast, so nothing would happen here. There'd be no rise, dough wouldn't rise, bread wouldn't bake properly, etc. So maybe Rabbi Elazar says he holds that everything goes after the last one, not because Zev Zegorim, but because the last one is what's doing it, all the work. Loshna, the kadam silikas iser, loshna kadam lo silikas iser. Right? It doesn't matter whether you took it out or not. And avo vasachas hakanami the shari. But maybe if it fell in together, then he would agree, because maybe Rabbi Elazar holds that Zev Zegorim is mutter. Right? Really, he just says that when the usher item fell in last, that's what's actually doing the action. So maybe that's when he says it's usher. But if they fell in together, maybe Rabbi Elazar would say that Zev Zegorim is mutter. So that can't be the source of Rabbi Elazar's shita. So Ela Rabbi Elazar the Atze Ashera. Rather, it must be that it's this shita of Rabbi Elazar by wood of an Ashera. Ashera again is Avodah Zarah. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Natal Himena eats him. If you took trees from it, it specifically being the Asherah from the Avodah Zarah, right? So then, again, the Asherah is a type of tree, and it was worshipped. That was back in the day. So if you took Eitzim from an Asherah tree, which is, again, the Avodah Zarah, then Asherah Bahana, the wood is Asher Bahana. Hizik Bahana Satana, if you then used it to fuel an oven, so as again, Chadash Yutatz Yashan Yitzan, just like we had before, that if it's a new oven, you have to break it. If it's an old oven, you just let it cool, and everything's fine. Afaboz Apas, if you baked bread in it, again, while it was still hot, while the fuel was still burning, so then asur b'hanah, the bread is asur. This arvi b'acheros, v'acheres b'acheros, right? If that bread then got mixed with other breads, then kulam asur b'hanah, then all of them are asur b'hanah. Apparently, meaning assuming there's no betel. Okay, but either way, Rabbi Elazar says, yolech hanah liyam ha-melech. You can take the value of the bread that you lost in all of these different loaves, right? The bread that was aser b'hanah, that was used that was cooked in an oven with the fuel of the atzei asherah, you can take the value of that bread. So let's say it was one loaf of bread. So you take, I don't know, what does a one loaf of bread cost? 10 shekel, $5, whatever, $2, whatever it is, just throw out the amount of value that you got, right? Whatever it is, $2, you can throw it away, and then that's fine. And then you can use the rest of the wood. And Amrullah and the Chacham Zedim ain't picking the Avodah Zarah. That doesn't work by Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. By Avodah Zarah, that's Asr. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, other Yisrei Hanah, yes, but by Avodah Zarah, which is more Chamor, you cannot do that. But La Maisa, Rabbi Elazar says, right, what does this Tanakhama and this Brisa say? Right? If it's a new oven, you have to break it. If it's an old oven, you can use it. Rabbi Elazar doesn't disagree with that, so maybe this is Rabbi Elazar's shita. Right? Maybe this is the source. So, Ingmar the Shmizle, the Rabbi Elazar, Avodah Zarah. So, the Gemara says, okay, fine. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds this way of Avodah Zarah, the Chamir Yisura, right, which is very, very, very Chamir, very, very Machmir. Bishar Yisurim Shabbat Torah, Mishmizle. But how do you know he holds like that? By our case of Kilayim and Orla. So the Gemara says, "Well, Elam Kena, my Tarmio. Well, if okay, fine. If Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like that in other cases, who are you saying that this is? Whose shita is this? We haven't found anybody. Vodin also, and this is I don't know why I didn't just mention this, but Tanya Behedya, we learned explicitly in the Brisa, and it said straight out, Vechenaya Rabbi Elazar Oser B'chol Yishum Shabbat Torah. Right, Rabbi Elazar extends this halacha from Avodah Zarah to all other Yisurim. So therefore, this is right certainly Rabbi Elazar's shita." Amar Abaye says, "In Tim Salama Zev Zegorim Aser." If you'll tell me that Zev Zegorim is Aser, so 1 second. So then Rebbe Hainu Rebbe Elazar. So if you're telling me that Zev Zegorim is Aser, so then that's the same shita. Meaning, what did Rebbe say? If you remember, Rebbe said that if it's new, it has to be broken. Right? And Rebbe Elazar over here says that by Avodah Zarah, if the oven is new, it has to be broken. That's the same shita. Right? That's the much the same thing. Tim Salama Zev Zegorim is Mutter. And if you'll tell me that Zev Zegorim is Mutter, meaning that Rebbe holds that Zev Zegorim is Mutter, V'halcha Mishum D'yesh Shvachitzim V'pasu, again, remember, I probably should have prefaced, meaning we had two possibilities why Rebbe and that Bryce before had said that the bread was Aser, either because Zev Zegorim is Aser, and therefore he holds like Rebbe Elazar, or because Yesh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. There's a concept of, right, that the bread improves, you get the hana from the bread straight up in the wood. But that would imply that he called Zev Zegorim is Mutter. So if you hold that Zev Zegorim is Mutter, according to Rabbi, and that really the reason he asers the bread in the first brisa is because Yesh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas, because the wood, the usher fuel improves the bread, Sanik Aros Vakosos Tzlochios Asire, apparently, if you use the oven to create bowls and cups and plates, What do you make for earth, pottery and earthenware? You have to bake it in an oven. So maybe mistama that would be usher as well. I see. So if you plegi mistama the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, no, between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar would be betan Rabbi Kedera. But with the if you made a pot or an oven that you finished with this usher hana wood. If you tell me zevzergoyim is usher, again, when you have two things that are contributing to the development of an item, one of those things is usher, one of those things is mutter. So if that in that case you're going to say that it's usher to use, so then usher, right? Usher. Why do you have two ushers here? Meaning because b'taner of a kedera, right? According to the guy who says zevzergoyim is usher, so then usher, then the oven. And the pot that you created is going to be usher. But according to the one who says that zevzegorim is mutter, so then the pot and the oven that you just made is going to be mutter. Ikad amri, another way of understanding that maybe actually a pot and an oven are the same as bowls and cups and plates. Ikad amri, I feel the amr zevzegorim mutter. Even according to the perhaps Rebbe. Right, again, we had two possibilities of what Rebbe holds. Even according to, if you say that Rebbe holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter, so Kedera Asura, still a pot is going to be Usur if you make it in an oven. Because you're still putting the food inside of it, right? Mekabele, Bishula, the things that you're going to cook in this pot, and they're still being housed or contained in the pot, even before you put it on the stove, so therefore you're going to still be benefiting from this pot when you cook it, when you cook other things in it, and therefore that is going to be usher. Because at that moment, right, it's not zev zegorim, it's not the oven and the pot, or the fuel and the pot cooking the soup or whatever, it's just the pot itself is holding the soup in it, and that already you're benefiting from, that would be usher. Okay, fine. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda Mashmua. Tanur shesigu beklipe orla. Again, if you use the peels of orla to fuel an oven, or bekashish klei kerem again, or the stalks of the wheat of the klei kerem, which is usher. Again, chadash yutatz yashan yutzan. Same idea. If it's new, you have to break it, and if it's old, then you can just let it cool, and then you can fuel the fire. Fuel the oven with something else. Avubos tapas, if you bake bread in it, so then, meaning with the usher behana fuel, so then Rebbe omer hapas mutar, so chamim omrim hapas asura. Right, so again, like we saw before, except reverse, right? Again, chachamim in our brisa had said it was mutar, and Rebbe was the one who asked it, and here, according to this brisa, according to Shmuel, so the shitas are the reverse. The Gemara asks immediately, Vatani ibchot, didn't our brisa say the opposite? So perhaps Shmuel ibchotani, yeah, okay, fine, but Shmuel had it reversed. Or you could say another way to understand that really, ba'amah kasavar Shmuel halach karebi mechaveiro velo mechaveirov. Very interesting reason for Shmuel to switch the shitas. Really, Rebbe held that in general, the halach is like Rebbe. Right, when he argues with chaveiro, with his friend, meaning one versus one, Rebbe wins. But v'lo mechaveirov, but not when he's fighting his chaveirim, plural, meaning so one Rebbe versus his chaveirim, like if he's outnumbered, then halacha is not like Rebbe. Uvaha, afilu bechaveirov. Really, here, Shmuel held that the halacha is like Rebbe. Right? Even though Yochad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, Shmuel held that the halacha is like Rebbe, that it is aser. So therefore, v'savar, therefore, what did Shmuel say? Etznea ibcha, I'm going to therefore teach the brisa in reverse. Kecha d'nekam rabbanan li'sura. So that the chachamim will be the ones who say that it's aser, and therefore, people will assume that the halacha is that it's aser, which is fascinating. Because apparently it seems you could switch the shitas if you pasken one way or another. Very interesting. But okay, either way, so that was why Shmuel switched it, meaning not that the shitas were actually reversed, but simply Rebbe held that it was usher, and Shmuel held that the halacha was Rebbe. So he wanted to make sure everybody accepted this halacha, so therefore he taught it in the reverse, because he knew that's how people would accept it. Okay, fine. Now, the Mishnah had said also, Bishla agabi gecholim divrei hakol hapas muteres. Right? If you cooked, right, again, the bread over coals, right, meaning once the Isra Hana has died down, right, so meaning it's already been burned up, it's already cold, it's already charcoal, so then everybody says that it is mutter. So the Gemara is going to say, what kind of coals are there? Right? If you've ever done a barbecue, so you cannot Well, there are two types of coals. Coals are burning hot, or the fire has died down a little bit. So what's the deal? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Machlokes, Minichad Amar Lo Shanu El Gacham Omamos, Aval Gacham Lo Chashos Asurim. Right, one of these two previously stated Chachamim say that this brisa, when it's mutter, that's only Gechalim Omamos. That's already, if it's not, meaning it's already died down. Aval Gacham Lo Chashos, Lachesh means to whisper, but if you can imagine the coals are still crackling, so then that's going to be Usur. That's already, because it's still, you know, it's not completely burned to a crisp, but still has a shame Isser Hana. V'chad Amar, another Mandamar says, that Afilu Gecham L'choshes Namim Tarim, regardless of what type of coals it is, if it's already burnt up, so then it is mutter, regardless, meaning and even if it's still kind of crackling a little bit. Bishlam L'mandamar L'choshes Asur Mishun Di Yishvach Eitzim Apas. So the Gemara says, I understand why, if you're telling me that the fuel is still crackling, it's usher, because we say yeshvach eitzim apas. It must be, according to the one who says, that the wood is going to affect the bread. Right? There's some sort of improvement in the bread because of the wood. El l'manda amar afilu chashas mutaras. But according to the manda amar, says that if it's still crackling, it's still mutter. So pas the usher, yeshvach eitzim apas, the Rebbe yichmishkach aslay. How can Rebbe say, right, in what scenario is the bread going to be usher? Right, again, Rebbe in the Brightside said the bread is usher. Right? If you tell me that there is shvach eitzim apas, but already when it's crackling, when it's turned to coals, it's crackling, and that case is mutter. So what is the case where Rebbe assers bread that has been cooked by asser fuel? So it seemingly, if the coals are still burning, that without how what is that case where Rebbe's going to asser it? So Rav Papak Shavuk Kenegdo. He says, yeah, the only case is when there's actual flames. When you mean when the wood is burning, when the wood itself is burning, it's not already turned into coals. Before it gets to coals, that's the fuel that you're using, and that's the impact it's having on the wood. So Gemara says, "Mekal the Rabbanan the Pligiel the Asharu Afilu Shavuk Kenegdo." Well, the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and if you're telling me that the machlokes is when it's the wood is on fire, so you're telling me that the Chachamim are going to matir it, and the Chachamim are going to say it's mutter. So at what point? So what, how in the world, right, do you ever find, right, wood that is asur behana? If it's literally on fire, and you're telling the Chachamim argue on Rebbe and say that it's mutter, so in what scenario are you going to have this? The peels of the orla and the wood of the klei akerem, right, and the stalks and the straw of the klei akerem? What? Where is there an iser? Right, you're telling me those things are asur behana. Well, when? If they're not burning as fuel, and if they're literally on fire, but that's not usher, so in what scenario are they usher behana? So Rav Ami Bar Chama Bishar Shifa. This is an echinami. You're not burning this at all. It's if you would make it into a bench. Sharf Shifa is a bench. So if you would use this wood or whatever to build some sort of kli to sit on, so that would be usher. But in echinami, burning it already, once you're burning it, it is already burnt, and that's not considered to be hana, that you're getting benefit from this wood or these stalks. Okay. Again, once we mention, I guess, I don't know if it's Ami Bar Chama or Rami Bar Chama, Mistama, right? It must be the same person, Mistama. Well, I don't want to say that. All right, I'm not sure, but I would imagine it's the same person. Right? That's usually the Gemara jumps from topic to topic. It's still the same topic. All right, I'll stop rambling. Let's say you fueled an oven with wood of hekdesh, right? That belonged to the Beis Hamikdash. Then obviously usher to use. The afabo hapas, and you bake bread in there. The rabbanim deshamu desharu bekamaisa mai. According to the chachamim, who say that it's mutter to, right, the bread is mutter if you used coals of orla and kilayim. What about if the fuel is hektish? I mean, is that the same? Meaning, are they different? Is it the same isser hana? Right, they're both asher hana. What's the deal with the bread that you used? They said to Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chista said back to Rami Bar Chama that the bread is asur. So Gemara asked the obvious question, right, what's the difference? And so Amar Rava, Hachi Hashta, Rava said they're not comparable whatsoever. Orla b'teilu b'masayim, because orla can be batel if you lose one piece of orla with 200, what's it called? So then it is batel. Hektish, if you're the Be'elef, batel. But Hektish is not, right? Hektish is never batel. So you see, that's much more machmir. So therefore, if you fueled it with orla, So, or clay akarim, so that's going to be mutter. But if you fueled it with hektesh, then it's going to be aser. So Ella Amarava, well, so therefore, this is the meaning. It must have been, it can't be that Rami Bar Chama didn't know this halach, didn't realize the difference between orla and hektesh. So Ella, really, Amarava, ikasha le ha kasha. This was actually the question that Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda. Why isn't the guy who used this as fuel in the oven ma'al? Why is he not violating me'ila? Right? Because v'chol hecha de ma'al hamasik naftal l'chulin. And because we know there's a rule that any time that someone does me'ila by using something that is hektesh, again, me'ila is the iser of using something the hektesh, and anytime you do that, you use it, so then what happens immediately? The Mishnah, the Gemara says in Mi'ilah that basically this item now becomes unconsecrated. Right? It becomes chulin. It becomes regular stuff. Right? You violated the Isser, yes, but now the item that you're using now immediately becomes chulin. So why in the world would the bread be Isser? So Rav Papa, hachab etze atze shlam maskinan. Rav Papa said that the case here is atze shlamim, right? It's dafka wood that is used for a shlamim, specifically. And so therefore, Rashi says it has the kedusha of a shlamim. V'alibed Rabbi Yehuda, that's really Rabbi Yehuda shita. The Amar hektesh b'shogeg mischalal b'mezid eno mischalal. That only in the case where you use hektesh b'shogeg, that's when it turns into chulin. But if you use it on purpose, then it does not. Meaning me'ila in general, the iser is b'shogeg. That me'ila is if you use it b'shogeg, so then you have to bring a korban, you have to pay back a little bit, etc., etc. But if you do it on purpose, that's not the iser necessarily of me'ila. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you do it on purpose, that does not become chulin. But amazed in my time alone, why is that? Because kevin delav bar me'ilu, since it's not shayach, you have not violated the iser of me'ila, lo nafik l'chulin. It doesn't become regular. It doesn't become chulin. So shlamim nami so demini. So therefore, why is it important that the wood is shayach to a korban shlamim? So therefore, shlamim nami came to lav bar me'ila ninhu. Since it's not shayach to me'ila, meaning me'ila does not apply to a shlamim, right? Because shlamim a shlamim is basically eaten by the person who brought it, right? There is some stuff that goes in the mizbeach, but most of it it belongs to the guy, to whoever brought it. There's some matanos to the kahuna, etc., etc. But lamaisa, the iser of me'ila does not apply to shlamim, because basically the owner partakes of almost the entire thing. So me'ila is only shayach to hekdesh, and let's say more advanced korbanos, let's say an ola that's burned completely. So therefore, since it's not shayach to me'ila whatsoever, came into lav bar me'ila ninu, lav lo nafke l'chulin. But again, in general, if you would have done it on purpose, so then it would not go out to be chulin. If you did it b'shogeg, it would become chulin. But since it has a kedusha of a shlamim, it's not subject to me'ila whatsoever. So therefore, even if you use it, right, even if on purpose or not, even if you use it b'shogeg, the wood itself does not become chulin. So therefore, it's still gonna be a problem. So that's why the wood would be usher in that scenario, because the wood of the shlam that you're using does not become chulin, and it's still usher be'anah. So Kamar says, one second. Right, but really, anytime you use something, right, to fuel the fire, right, that's going to turn into chulin. V'atanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, calling the shrafim afram muter, and chutz me'atzei asherah, v'atzei hektesh, v'olam usher. Right, anything that is burned, so the dust, the ashes, is mutter, right? Because again, even if something was asr b'hana, right? So once it's gone, once it's turned into ash, it's turned into dust, so then it is no longer in existence, right? Then it's mutter, except for atzei asherah and efer hektesh, and the ashes of hektesh, right? Again, you have the trum sadeshin, right? That had to be on the mizbeach. So those two things are going to be asr. Right? You're telling me over here that once a hektesh, an item, right, if something that you would be chayav for me'ila for, something, piece of kutchen, some piece of wood or whatever, that's not shayach for shlamim, right, if, once you use it and violate me'ila, it's going to turn into chulin. You just said over here, efer hektesh is lo'olam aser. Right? What do you mean? What do you mean that if you violate me'ila, the item that you're using turns into chulin? It says over here that the ashes of hektesh is always aser. It must be of a case that the person did not violate me'ila here. The only time something burns is if you stick it in a fire. No, it could be a fire just broke out and on its own, right, and started burning. So that case, right, there's no me'ila whatsoever. That's what this Bryce is talking about. That that efer hekdesh la'olam aser. Right, that if there's no iser me'ila, so then yeah, okay. So then the wood, the ashes are still going to be aser. Rav Shammai Amar, Rav Shammai says, but osin shetunin kniza. That Bryce is talking about stuff that needs to be nignaz, not put into quote unquote shemus, but really we're talking about trumas hadeshin. Right, like I kind of jumped the gun I mentioned before. Titania, because we had drushes, if you remember yesterday, visamo, you have to put it ezel hamizbeach. So we learn out benachas, you have to put it nicely, meaning you have to, you can't just chuck it there. Right, you have to put it down gently. Visamo kulo, you have to put all of it there, meaning it's usher. You can't use it for anything else. Visamo shalo yifazer, right, you shouldn't scatter it all over the place. Right, so you see that there's some sort of kedusha, there's some sort of way you need to be treated. And therefore, that's the Trumas Hadeshin. But so that's specifically the Trumas Hadeshin. But other types of items that perhaps were not burned on the Mizbeach, that would not be Aser, not necessarily. And therefore, if you did Me'ila, that would remove it, and it could go out to Chulin, rather. That's the point we're trying to make. Okay, we're going to stop here at the two dots. I know I'm a little behind, but Mitzvah Shem will catch up. Just Erev Shabbos, press for time a little bit, and Mitzvah Shem will make it there. All right, have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.